This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I was with the Jays. It was me. It was Jason.
Big J Okers. Oh,
Jason. Well, yes. Big. It was Jason Lee and Big J Okerson.
Okay.
And we were having a cold drinks contest to see who could get their drinks the coldest drinks
to be the cold,
no freezing.
Uh huh.
So the drinks must be so cold.
So cold that they're almost freezing. And if they were any colder, they would be freezed.
Yes. No.
Permanent freeze mode.
If they're freezed, disqualified.
Uh-huh.
And you're out on your ass. You get your ass kicked up and down Main Street. Your Happy Meal ass gets booted up and down. And Jason Momoa does that. And he's strong as hell.
And does it have to go in the direction of being more free? You can't freeze it. And then wait until is unfrozen. Be like, there it is. I did it. The coldest drink. It has
That's
to
Lance
only
Armstrong
move in the direction
stuff.
Of has to start being a very hot drink.
It the drink starts out hot as hell. It's spiced hot cider.
Mm.
You got to get that thing so cold. And the way we judge it is everybody gives one sip to Anna Kendrick, and whoever makes her go the loudest. Wins the cold drinks contest.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right, Hayes. And you don't want your ass kicked up and down Main Street by Jason Momoa very much. Do you want that? No, I should think not.
But she does that. I don't know if she's the right person because she does that just like instinctively. She does it when she's eating
chips.
She can't
stop doing it. Yeah.
She does it when in the chips commercial, she'll eat the chips and be like, which is like, that's not the right reaction.
She does in the hotels commercials too.
She does it in the hotels commercial.
When just when she's like, she puts her feet in the pool and she goes, and that is odd. She can't stop doing it, and it is possibly a disease, and she maybe needs to go get medical attention for it. But
and she does it with this seemingly endless parade of boyfriends in Love Life on HBO Max.
No, it's true. On HBO Max, for your consideration, Love Life is available now.
In all categories.
And when you're watching it and she's dating just left, right, and center, every damn Happy Meal ass that's been kicked up and down Main Street by Jason Momoa and his uncle, brother, and nephew, you see her going, ooh, good. Thank you for the kiss.
Ugh.
And it doesn't make sense.
Thank you to my roommate for this good advice. Oh,
and I don't think that's right either, but we had to give her something to do because she was going to be making that noise. And at least a cold drinks contest made us feel like we were somehow in control and a part of it. And it wasn't just happening to us because she will not leave me and the Jays kitchen table.
Hello, it's Hollywood Handbook.
Hello,
and I do have to remind myself that because it's Carl on the show and they did not want this to happen.
Nope.
Let me just say, they did not want the people in charge of all this,
whose names we're not going to say, but
did not
the
want
bosses
this to happen. But a certain lad, a certain mad lad, who is also a bloke as well,
a certain fine chap who you can find at the public pool.
That's what they call it—a pub.
It's a public pool where he's from.
I heard he was a bloody fine chap.
And that, to them, is like very offensive for some reason.
Speaking of offensive, Hayes, I kind of know why you have me here.
Why?
I know it's a little damage control. I know that's why you're going above that, going above the higher-ups. Because I know I'm unwanted. I know, you know, we're not allowed to talk about the big B.
They've been trying to keep you off. I obviously have been saying, hey, Carl, I want to try to get you on. Hayes at the last minute has been getting cold feet for a couple of months now, going like, maybe we push this one. You know, there'll be plenty of time to do an episode with Carl. Then all of a sudden this week he insisted, like, I think the timing's right. And you had a theory about why that might be, Carl?
You know, just a little damage control. I know I'm on here to say one thing. Everybody, I'm Hayes' friend.
Carl, we have another show together, so it's
very... Do we? I haven't seen you guys in forever. And I just want everybody to know, I'm Hayes' friend, so everybody can calm down. I'm
Hayes' friend. This is what happened. We were having a very nice conversation with Harvey Guillen, our guest, actor, star, and I was looking at his Wikipedia page, which says that his nationality is American. And it's actually, looking at someone's Wikipedia page while you're talking to them, is actually called showing interest, if you've ever even heard of this. And I'm looking at his Wikipedia page, and it says nationality American, and he just said that, like, something we had talking about maybe was like cultural differences. And I said, what cultural? And he said, never mind. And I said, your Wikipedia page says nationality American, and talk about this. And is this cultural? Is that what you mean? And that's what I said. And I don't want to talk about this anymore.
And honestly, you know, I know that I'm not in any hot water right now. I don't have the same damage control to do right now that Hayes does, but I wouldn't mind hearing that I'm your friend as well, Carl.
You are, but I'm not going to just say that. I'm not going to throw it around willy-nilly because you don't need it right now. We weren't discussing
Let's
you at
save
the meetings.
It.
We weren't discussing you at the meetings at... I am a Mexican-American. We weren't discussing you at the Mexican-American meetings.
Carl?
Yes?
They didn't want this to happen because we have another show, Flagrant Ones, and they... They can watch. They have in the Earwolf office their stock ticker with the paper coming out all the time. Mm-hmm. And Colin's looking at it, and he'll like open the window and he'll start to step out, and then they'll be like, "Oh, what up a little bit?"
Who's looking at it? We don't know who's looking at it. Someone's looking at it.
Sorry,
and telling us to sod off when we peek in and say, "What are you looking at exactly?"
And I hear he's a bloody bloke too, and he's wearing a green visor and he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at that ticker,
and they can see that Flagrant, it's an inverse relationship. Flagrant Ones gets a Patreon subscriber, Earwolf stock falls $300
like pork bellies.
Yeah,
every time we're orange juice over at TFO hashtag TFO, and they're pork bellies. And you know, when orange juice rises, when the frost is not on, shout out to Anna Kendrick, it makes them kind of, you know, the pork bellies, you know, they fry a little bit more. If that makes any sense, which I think it does.
You think Anna Kendrick played the Frost character, the famous Frost character?
Emma Frost.
Heat Miser? Oh, Emma Frost. Oh, from Frosted. The
from
movie?
Frosted.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Anna Kendrick played Emma Frost in Frosted. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Keep going.
Okay. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Emma Frost is January Jones, and isn't it interesting that January has a lot of frost?
There you go.
Is that how they got the idea? That is the frostiest month of all. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I was born in January.
And what's the date, Carl?
5th. January 5th.
January
5th, 19 Slam and Jam. And I think it was frosty. My mom told me it was frosty.
It was a frosty day.
Told me when I came out, they had to take a hammer and a chisel and crack me out.
That's like the opening of the movie Frostin.
Yeah.
Just like one of those ice shape for the windshield.
Yeah.
Pour some kitty litter under you.
And it's difficult at times to even know what show I'm doing right now, especially because we are recording separately, as we will be doing in the entire podcasting industry for eternity now. And my constant, I have no constant to know whether I am in the Flagrant Ones world or in the Hollywood Handbook world. Normally I would reach out and sort of like, if I just reach out my hand in when we're recording Flagrant Ones, Andy will just fill my hand with his teat.
Mm.
It's not, I don't invite it, but if I just like reach it out, Andy, suddenly my hand will be filled with Andy's teat.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's nothing, then Kevin usually, you know, he's like, does nothing at all. So if it's air, then I know I'm on Hollywood Handbook. But if my hand is filled with Andy's teat, then I'm on Flagrant Ones.
But what happens now when you're recording remotely? When you reach your hand out, what's in there?
Now I you know, I'm the toilet flushes.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. Yeah. So when I reach my hand out into the air, the toilet flushes. But no matter what I'm recording, and when I'm not recording anything, and when I
it
am just
keeps
asleep,
flushing.
Yes.
Okay. Does it stop and start, or it just is constantly? Does it like finish a flush cycle and then start again?
The tone changes. I mean, there's tonal shifts where it'll okay. sound like something's happening where it's maybe going to end, but then it'll pick up speed again.
It goes faster.
Faster and faster. Whirring, whirling, swirling away.
I'm thankful on this show, I don't have to. So for those of you who don't listen to the Flagrant Ones, which for shame, but I and I know you're here, but on
there's
that
no
show,
overlap, actually. They've kind of picked sides at this point.
Yeah. But on that show, I'm not allowed to actually talk. I just have to make basketball sounds. So I'm just like, pow, 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 ch.
Sneaker squeeze.
The whole time. Yeah. Pow, 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 whoop, ch. The whole time.
Hey, hey, pass it here.
And so here, I get to talk.
Feed me the rock. I'm open.
And so... we do have some things. Kevin, we have some stuff that we have to do today, right?
Hi, Freaks. Chef Kevin here. We have a very important thing to do today. We have a very special VR Family Guy episode starring Carl.
Thanks. A lot of setup here to do, and now the table has been set for us to actually explain what's happening.
Take it away.
So we want you guys to hear the Family Guy spec script that we have started working on. We have sort of a rough outline. We haven't totally finished it, but I'm pretty confident that with between the three of us, I guess four.
Three and a half.
Yeah. We can rough our way through the scenes themselves. And of course, how do you stand out in the industry today? What are you going to do so that Family Guy really notices you? So Peter Griffin actually takes his little famous... pointer stick laser pointer and shines it on you and says mm-hmm. you're the one who come up here and help me yeah. with my show.
When he calls you over to the desk,
when Peter waves you over, he gives you the nod and he goes, "Hey, come have a seat," and starts sort of rubbing the seat in a circular mm-hmm. motion and sort of pretends that you sat down too fast for him to pull his hand away, but he gets his hand kind of wedged halfway underneath.
Ow, my hand.
One of your
stuck.
Cheeks.
Ow, my hand. You're hurting my hand. It's stuck.
Ow. When that happens, you know you've done something special. You've changed the way we look at Family Guy. And of course, our attempt to do that will be the first virtual reality episode.
Now, Carl, you have seen every episode. You know who everyone in the family is.
Yes.
For the main family. You know who the friends are.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the dog is.
I do.
And so we thought Carl could really help us write a good Family Guy.
And I believe we have a bit of an announcement to make. I'm really excited. This is huge for me. I am the new voice of Cleveland. You may have read in the trades, the voice of Cleveland has stepped down after a long, long run. I didn't see the whole article. I don't know exactly why or what the surrounding idea, but he's done. He's tired of it. And I throw my hat in the ring and I do a pretty good Cleveland, and I will be now the new voice of Cleveland.
That is amazing. And it's an honor to know you. I'm not going to say that I'm your friend because you don't really need that right now, but it is an honor to know you.
Don could maybe use like being taken down a little bit. So maybe there's something like not to say like maybe not to say that you're like not his friend, but like I think it could be good for Sean.
How about me? Are you my friend, Carl?
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, thanks for being friends with me, Carl. Me
always
the new Cleveland.
Oh man. It is an honor and a privilege, King.
Loretta.
Okay. All
Peter.
Right.
Peter.
Well, we have to figure out what the idea is.
No, I know.
Okay. And usually it's something like Peter, like some freak chance event, like Peter wins the lottery, Peter inherits like a bubblegum factory, mm-hmm. Pete, like there's like something happens in the very beginning that leads into the main story. And that's like your act one story, basically.
Peter runs a tickle pornography ring.
And Lois...
Haven't seen that one. They haven't done that.
And Lois walks... Oh, okay. Let's just break that story down really fast. Peter runs a tickle pornography ring. He has been doing this for a long time, kind of in secret. And Lois walks in on him and discovers it and is repulsed at first, but then gets into it to like help their marriage and ends up becoming more popular in this world than Peter is and actually becoming like a huge star.
She becomes, a tickle celebrity.
Yes, and Peter becomes her manager in the tickle pornography world. Then he gets jealous and fame goes to her head. Peter gets jealous. She ends up apologizing to him because she wasn't herself.
And they turn the site over. They shut it down for good and they sell it to, of course, Cleveland.
Cleveland or Quagmire?
Hey, thanks for the tickle pornography empire.
Quagmire makes more sense.
We also probably need a Stewie Bryan B story, maybe an On the Road episode for them.
Could be good to get them out of the house, yeah.
Those always do pretty well.
Maybe they're touring like all the microbreweries in Portland.
That could be good.
The road to Portland, the road to Seattle. What if they're going to Chaz in Seattle?
They're going to the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Yeah.
They could do both. I mean, it's road to the Pacific Northwest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they start in Vancouver, mm-hmm. and they realize that the borders are closed due to COVID.
Yeah.
And so they have to sneak across the border.
They have to illegally immigrate into the United States. Yes. Great. Okay, we have it. So we do open on, and we see the house. Open on Family Guy's house. Tonight on the news. Hi, I'm the news.
I'm Tom Tucker.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm the news, Tom Tucker. And then they say, like, something happened. They say, he usually says something disrespectful about the other woman that he's doing the news with.
Joyce Kinney?
Yes, Joyce Kinney. And they talk about, it's called a TV joke. So we need a TV. We need a quick TV joke.
Well, and so they'll show a preview for like a new episode of something or whatever tonight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We now return to.
Yes.
Do that.
We now return to Black Mirror.
But for cats.
Yeah.
Bandersnatch.
Mm-hmm. Legend of Bandersnatch.
Yes.
Why is my name so weird?
Meow. Meow.
Great.
So that's good.
Now, what's the VR like? What's the VR aspect of this? Because this does have to be VR, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you should feel like you're actually getting tickled by Peter Griffin.
Okay, that's not VR, really. I mean, like you could see his hand is like, but you wouldn't feel the tickles happening, really.
Okay, never mind.
And I don't need you to like shut down for the rest of the thing because
no, you, I, thought I had an idea. You obviously corrected me.
I'm not really correcting you.
I was under the illusion that I had an idea for something that could be fun for the episode, and I will no longer get in your way.
Okay, so Cleveland, I get like, well, Peter's probably watching, or no. Maybe Lois was watching by herself, and so she hears a noise. In the basement, and they did have a basement.
Yeah,
have a basement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She hears a noise down there, and it's giggling.
What's all that laughter?
What's that? Somebody's laughing downstairs. Laughing?
Peter? Who's laughing?
Peter!
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 Lois opens a door to the basement, and she hears noises, and she hears like,
that's where I'm ticklish right there. Mm-hmm. Oh no,
Peter, what's going on down here?
Hi, Lois. Me and who's another guy?
Who are all these boys?
But it would be people that we know from the town.
Mort Goldman.
Mort Goldman is there, okay.
Yes, Mort Goldman is there.
Herman.
Herman.
Isn't that the next door neighbor's name?
Mr. Herbert.
Herbert.
Mr. Herbert.
Herbert's there. Maybe Joe? Trish and Takanawa was there as
Would
well.
Would Joe be there?
Lois. That was some amazing Lois. Stroganoff last night.
I didn't offer you any stroganoff, Joe.
I know. I took some out of the trash.
Okay, she turns on the light and all the men in town are there. And Peter is tickling them and a camera is set up.
Oh, Lois, me and the boys was just playing poker. Yeah, that's right. It's a new game of poker where there are no cards and there's no money involved.
I didn't think this was poker. I thought I was getting tickled.
I thought there was money involved.
Okay.
He's there.
Now, we are coming up against an issue with the show, which is a lot. There is a lot of stuff in it that is we have to just decide on our own. Like if like we already have Sean doing Cleveland.
Right.
We have characters like Mort Goldman, who one could argue is a racial caricature in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we save it with the VR element. We have to decide which character you are. Like if you're wearing the goggles, this is an immersive experience. And so who are you in this world? Are you Lois? Are you Peter? Like, or are you one of the side characters who then has to be there for the rest of the episode? What would you like, Kevin? What are you what are the ground rules for this that like the network has laid out?
I assumed Lois, but you could also be the camera.
Okay,
that's filming the tickles.
Okay,
but then you can see with other parts of the camera, like what else is happening in the. But Lois is a good idea.
But in
too.
That in that sense, that every show is VR.
No, because you're the camera that's specifically in the scene in the basement.
And then they just carry it around with them for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Whoa.
But then it's not VR. It's like,
should we just put on the headset? Should we just put on the VR headsets now? And kind of see how these things work so okay. We can get a sense of like what might be good for a Family Guy episode with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that might change our whole opinion if we just put these things on. I know Kevin worked up a pretty like cool simulation for
like
us
a demo, like a demo simulator
just to kind of understand like what the technology does.
Yeah.
I know that might have saved me from my god-awful pitch earlier where Hayes had to bop me on the nose with a fucking newspaper.
That, it really was just a clarification, and I wasn't... And I actually was very polite about it when I said it. It was just a clarification that when you are wearing the goggles, the sensation of tickling, there is no way to replicate
the sensation.
It was the
type of kindness you can only get from a true friend who's willing to just assassinate you in front of the entire world. But yeah, no, I thought it could be fun if people kind of felt like they were getting tickled during the tickle episode. I agree with you. Now you're making it worse.
In what way?
Look, let's just put the headsets on and we'll just see.
I think it would be a lot of fun just because we can't do that and we don't have that technology and it's not part of VR.
Great.
Does not mean that it is not a great idea.
Let's not talk about it anymore. So I'm putting my headset on now.
Oh, this looks cool.
I put my headset on. Ka-junk. I'm the viewer at home. I'm myself watching the show.
Okay, I put my headset on as well. Yeah. For me too, it is just playing a Family Guy episode. And so this,
whoa,
to me,
trippy. I feel like I'm in the room watching Family Guy. It really looks like it.
It feels like I am it, but the room is like my TV room.
I'm in my bed because I watch Family Guy before I go to sleep, and I'm nude from the waist down, but I'm wearing Los Angeles Clippers socks.
And sitting on top of the covers.
Yeah, that's how I sleep.
And you're wearing the socks on your hands.
I'm wearing the socks on my hands so I don't scratch myself, because I scratch, mm-hmm. I sleep scratch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all do. So, and I am at Kevin's pool house. I guess that was just a location he was familiar keying in. So I'm at his little back patio where he has a really nice flat screen, and I am enjoying an episode of Family Guy here.
Okay. And so I guess every once in a while, as I'm watching, every once in a while I look over and Kevin is there and he is watching me watch the show to see if I am liking the jokes, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there he is. Hi, Kevin. Okay, he looked away really fast when I looked at him.
Kevin is laying next to me in bed. Well, you might as well crawl on in here, pal. Get up in here. Let's snuggle it up. It's clearly bedtime. It's dark.
Oh, sorry. It felt like I was getting tickled just now in my...
Okay, that did not happen to me.
I know, of course, that's not possible. I honestly hesitate to even bring it up, but I have to explain the outburst. I did just let loose with a bit of a chuckle, and it is because I felt like I was being tickled. I know it's not the VR because Hayes has been very
clear.
Yeah,
and I'm actually very curious how that happened because you're wearing something on your head only, and so I'm just curious how the feeling of being tickled was simulated.
I don't know.
You don't question it.
Maybe it looked so realistic that my brain actually tricked, my eyes tricked my skin. Perhaps my eyes tricked the sensors on my skin. By seeing the hand, they told me, uh-oh, this is what we're feeling. But I don't know. I mean, also, I'm torn because I know that that couldn't be possible and that it wouldn't even be fun. My friend Hayes taught me that.
I actually said it would be fun. We're barely through what's basically the cold open, which is Lois found Peter doing a tickle pornography ring with all the guys in town.
Mm-hmm.
And she's upset. And maybe she goes and she talks to Bonnie.
Could be good.
And maybe Joe's there as well.
I'll do Bonnie and Joe.
Okay, you were doing Lois before, but I'll do Lois now.
Okay.
I just can't believe I trusted Peter. And he's been running a tickle pornography ring in our basement for years.
You should try it out, Lois. It's not that bad.
She's right, Lois. You should try it. I unfortunately can't feel any of the tickles, so people take advantage of me.
You all do this? So I guess this is normal?
Yeah, Lois. Come on. Here. I'll unsnap your bra.
So I'm just realizing that on the show, they would never really do just a Lois and Bonnie scene unless it were going in the direction that Carl
I
was.
Told you. Yeah. Listen, man, I know the show. I know the show.
That was interesting because when Carl said that, I did kind of feel my bra being unsnapped a little bit.
Aha.
And it is possible that
pretty vivid.
My skin sensors were tricked by mm-hmm. just the realism of hearing Carl say it. It's possible. Yeah, it's interesting. The brain is really fascinating.
Oh, it's fucked up. Forget it. I mean, we talk about the lizard brain, but there's all these other parts.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I didn't really... I wasn't in that scene.
It was very short.
Maybe I'll have Brian do something now.
Okay, yeah, they have to go. Usually there's a reason they have to go on one of these tours. Either maybe Brian got a letter from his ex-girlfriend.
In Vancouver?
Yeah. He has a girl that he met who, he was through an app.
He's been catfishing her?
he has been catfishing someone, and she is about to move to Quahog.
Uh-huh. Based on the message he's been sending.
Based on the message.
And he's been using Quagmire's profile photo.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm on my way, and I'm going to leave in 3 days. And so, like, I can't wait to see you. Don't contact me. Like, I and you won't be able to contact me until then. So,
yeah.
So they have to go.
Already disconnected my phone and internet in the preparation for the move.
Yes, perfect. And so they have to go stop her and tell her the truth.
So I guess Stewie would probably just like catch Brian packing up a duffel bag or something, right?
Yeah.
My shirt and my shoes.
Brian!
And my...
Where are you going?
Nowhere, Stewie. I am not going.
But you're packing that suitcase you got.
All right, fine. You wore me down. You got me. Jesus, you're good. Look, I've been online dating. In a false way. The feelings were real. Everything I told her about myself was real. But anyway, I have to go to Vancouver to stop her from moving here and getting into a relationship with Quagmire, who she thinks is me because I used his photo, even though I did write her real poems. And also, I need some money for gas because I blew my money playing dice in an alley last night.
Wait a second. You've been catfishing someone.
I wouldn't call it that.
I'm coming with you. I can't stay here. Herbert keeps trying to tickle me.
And that's how you merge the A story and the B story.
Yes.
Get in the sidecar.
We're off on the road to Vancouver.
Gonna see some of those Vancouver mountains.
There's islands and there's water and there's...
soda fountains.
The BC Lions. Brian, when we get there, can we eat salt and pepper chips?
Stewie, you read my mind. Whoa.
Hollywood Handbook. Whoa.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
So that one thing I'd notice is we don't have any cutaways yet.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Those are very important.
Yeah.
Peter usually sets those up.
I mean, like, whoever is in like the
everyone
scene.
Everyone does it. Yeah.
Everyone does it. It is usually Peter. So maybe we should just bank a couple of those.
Okay.
Kevin, will you just give us a setup and we'll do the cutaway based on that?
Yeah. That's like the time Francis Ford Coppola missed the diving, like was on the diving board and
they don't say
the
that's
pool.
Like that. That's they don't say that's like the time.
No.
They say
they go like
I haven't been this emotion.
Oh.
Since
I haven't been this scared since Francis Ford Coppola was on the diving board.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
So Francis Ford Coppola standing on the top of a diving board.
Nicolas Cage is there.
Nice.
Saying, Uncle Frank, don't do it.
Maybe Jason Schwartzman's there too.
Yeah. I don't have a Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Ha, don't do it. Uncle Frank, don't do it, Uncle Frank.
Okay, and Jason Schwartzman is there, and Sofia Coppola is there, and they're all trying to get him not to jump off the diving board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, why?
You've got our only camera.
Okay. So, and now I see it. My VR is showing
the camera.
I just don't think it makes that like every instant. Why don't we just like see through someone's eyes instead of everyone in every scene holding a camera?
And Kevin, I'm noticing that Hayes is very good at shooting down ideas. He doesn't necessarily generate
I actually did suggest an idea, which is we just see from the perspective of the people in the scene instead of like forcing.
What if you're seeing from the perspective of a lifeguard who's filming it?
That's sick.
I'm still seeing from my perspective, and at this moment, I'm not saying anything because me and Kevin are sound asleep.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Okay, so Francis Ford Coppola has their only camera, and then how does it end?
He drops the camera in the water, and from your perspective, it's like, whoa, 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 and then it's underwater, the first VR splash. Underwater.
Splash.
Okay.
Okay.
That's one.
It's a long way to get to the first VR underwater, but
mm-hmm. The mermaid from Splash saves the camera.
Yeah, that's a reference that they would do.
Is that Daryl Hannah?
That's yeah, Daryl Hannah.
And then he goes, Francis Ford Coppola goes, thanks, Daryl Hannah. And she goes, everybody gets one.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's good. That's
really
good.
Cool.
That's really good.
That works.
Now that's a cutaway.
Uh-huh.
P-
Peter's head would fill the entire screen and say, like, we got to see her butt.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a cutaway. That's a Family Guy cutaway.
That yeah. rolled.
Now we have to bank two more.
Okay.
So, Kevin, another setup, please.
This has me more pissed off than the time Jesus came back from the dead.
Okay. Okay.
That's a setup.
They do a lot of Jesus stuff, though.
That's what I was... Is too much
that's
stuff?
That's what he's banking much? On.
No, no, that's a... Yeah, no, that's a setup. That's good.
Because then it is got a setup. Me wondering, why was he pissed off about that? And then it's like... And then it would be Peter getting home at the end of a hard day's work, closes the door, takes off his tie, turns on his light, and he's scared to shit because Jesus is sitting in the corner already waiting for him, and he goes, where's my fucking money, Peter?
Jesus?
Jesus!
So that's just why he's pissed. It's not about... I'm not shooting down the idea at all, but that doesn't account for like why he was brought back from the dead and stuff, but that's just the reason he was pissed.
Yeah, and like Jesus is holding the camera too. Like he was filming him like as okay. Peter came in. So that's how you watch it.
Yeah.
From Jesus's iPhone X.
Yes.
Jesus behind.
Okay. That's good. I guess that's the second one. And so what's one more setup? This is hard. It's yeah. like, it's really hard.
They wouldn't do this, right? They wouldn't go like, man, this feels even crazier than the time that I nut, but the Noid just kept on sucking.
No, they would. They would probably do something like that.
Well, you nut, but the Noid keeps sucking.
Because the Noid is something they would reference, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a meme. That's a famous meme.
They wouldn't be able to show it.
Well, would they show it with like a play on words where it was like it's not what you expected, like it's not the dirty version of it?
Right. It would be, yeah. How would you get away with that? Or you could just see like the top of his ears or something.
Yeah, it could be the top of his ears, and you see them moving back and forth, and you go like, and he's going like, whoa, 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 Noid, 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 and you go like, oh, geez, this is gonna be really dirty. And then when you look down, the Noid like. You know, spits a bunch of cashews into his hand, and he goes, you sucked all the salt off my cashews. I was going to eat those later.
Yeah, that's good. Then you could get away with it. With standards, even, you could get away with that.
Yeah, because the nut is an actual nut that we see.
Okay. So we have three cutaways, and we can just, like, insert those as we go.
But could we do, like, one of those circumvent the, what that they'll do where Peter comes back and says, we weren't really talking about those nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or he's like, we saw the Noid's whole ass.
You know what nuts we were talking about.
Yeah, that's good too. That's enough cutaways for now.
Yeah, that's enough for now. I will say my VR perspective, it looks like someone like dropped the camera or the goggles or something, and it is just like facing up at the ceiling.
Mine are tangled up in like the fringe of sort of like a I think like a curtain that I was walking through.
Okay.
And I'm stuck.
I feel like maybe my guy is like asleep as well or something. I don't know. Like it's not doing anything. And Sean is stuck. And Carl, you said you and Kevin are both asleep.
I've been half woken up by Kevin getting up and going to the bathroom. At first, I didn't know where he went, but I looked over at the bathroom and I could see the light from under the door. So who knows what he's doing in there. But at this point, I turn off the TV.
I'm doing trick shots this summer. That's like kind of my summer goal is toilet trick shots.
Ew.
What is that?
And you notice, Kevin, that Hayes is like very quick to be grossed out by your idea, but he doesn't have any trick shot ideas for the toilet.
I am showing interest. I asked what it was.
I'm standing on top of the tub. And I throw a ping pong ball, and I have to whiz in the toilet before the ping pong ball gets into the toilet. You ever see those videos from the cameras, remember, where the ping pong ball goes dong, 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 and then it goes in a little cup?
Oh, so it's like kind of it bounces around almost like Rube Goldberg style, and you have to finish peeing before...
This sounds like Dude Perfect.
Yeah.
This sounds Dude Perfect.
Yeah, it does sound kind of like Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect, yeah.
Now, honestly, it is a little bit like Dude Perfect. And that's basically what it is.
So that's why Carl's confused, because I keep going to the bathroom to do my trick shots.
Okay, yeah, and it takes a couple tries.
But I'm not really tripping, because I'm kind of half asleep. I'm just like, Kevin, come back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't really hear me. I said that low.
Where do you put your laptop, Carl?
What are you talking about?
When you're watching Family Guy in bed. Are you watching Family Guy in bed on your laptop, or in your you have a TV in your room?
I have a bedroom TV.
You have a TV in your room?
Yes. Why is that crazy?
I used to have that. I had that back when I had a TV. When I was
a whole TV? Is it a big TV?
Yeah, man. And I watch it every night to go to sleep.
Does it have apps? A smart TV?
That's where I keep my Apple TV.
In your room?
Yes, Hayes.
Does Apple TV have games?
I don't play the games on it.
But it has games?
Yeah.
What games?
League of Legends and Civilizations.
It has that on Apple TV?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't play them. I just watch other people play them. I go to YouTube and I watch League of Legends gameplay.
Does it have YouTube?
Yes, it does have YouTube on Apple TV.
Does the video work?
On Apple TV, on the what?
And it works?
The video doesn't work on my TV.
You're watching it?
Yes.
Dang.
Carl. Whoa.
And you can watch it whenever you want?
Anytime I want. I could just say, you know what? I'm going to turn my TV on.
You have remote too? You have remote?
I got two remotes.
No.
What?
Yeah. No. I got an Apple TV remote, and I got the remote for the actual TV.
Carl,
can I get one of those remotes?
I almost wonder, it's Carl's character of like guy who has a TV in his room, if this is like
too outrageous.
Well, yeah, and they often do this where they just have like new characters on the show, or at least for that one episode.
Yeah, that becomes what the episode's about.
Could Carl be watching the Tickle channel, maybe the Tickle Ring from his TV, and we're cutting and seeing his reactions to it?
Oh, like the ostrich?
Yes.
That laughs.
Yeah, he sits on the couch and he laughs, and he's watching Family Guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's got glasses.
And he goes, ha ha.
Yeah. I love it.
And Carl's friends with him.
That's cool. He's in the bed.
He's in a bed. He's replaced Kevin.
That's cool.
Kevin never came back from the bathroom. Now it's just me and this ostrich.
Kevin fell in the toilet. He's upside down, sticking out of the toilet head first. Gave himself the ultimate swirly.
Drowned.
Doo-doo perfect.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I love it.
So how does the episode end?
Well, would Family Guy do this, or does this feel like more of a South Park thing that they get out of it because Peter accidentally stars in the latest Karen video?
Oh, yeah.
Like his like mask gets caught on the door of the grocery store and rips off, and then he like falls and then like lands in a pile of pepper, and that makes him sneeze on some produce or something. And then everyone thinks it's like a political statement, and then the Tickle Channel gets canceled.
Because he's the new Karen. Yeah, that would be good to happen. Where's the camera in that, though?
Oh, Kevin?
Is it like the grocery store security camera? I just don't understand.
Maybe a new employee is doing a TikTok video where they're doing the tomato juggle challenge. And then in the background, you see Peter fall and sneeze all over the place. So it's from the POV of the TikTok tomato challenge.
Sorry, can you just say, is it possible for you to deliver that concept without
being so tickled by it?
I got tickled. Yeah, something tickled. Yeah. My VR is wonky. Yeah, the POV is from the TikTok tomato juggle challenge.
And that just happened. Okay, and that just happens, and then the Tickle Channel is canceled.
No one support this Tickle Channel, they'll say.
This feels like we're not exploiting the VR concept.
Okay, well, let's scrap that. Then let's do something.
I'm not saying we can put something else in the middle.
Oh, no. Maybe the episode starts blink, blink, you look at the mirror, You're Peter.
Yes, that's what it is.
Oh, you walk by the mirror and you're Peter?
Hey, wait a second.
We're starting this episode over from the beginning.
I'm really good looking.
You're in a dark room. The room's totally dark. And you hear like someone like kind of snoring next to you, and she's going like,
"Hey, wee 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 wee."
And then you walk into the bathroom and you flip the lights on, and then Peter is there.
And you scream. I'm him. He's me.
I love that idea. And here's another one. You're doing the video where you do the wipe on the mirror, but then when you do the wipe, you become Peter. So you go from camera to Peter himself.
Wipe, wipe, wipe it off. Wipe. Yeah.
What do you mean from camera?
You're just seeing it like from the camera's perspective. Oh, interesting.
Front-facing content.
Video.
Front-facing video. Okay, and then you do the wipe.
And that's a better idea for a Family Guy episode, that Peter becomes famous as a front-facing video comedy star.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or he goes like, he's doing impressions that are like avocado when it's on your sandwich.
I'm sliming around. I cost $17 and I'm under the bun.
That's good, but then now I'm... And I really don't like doing this.
I
need new cutaways.
No, we do need some new cutaways at this point, yes. But also, if it's all about Peter doing front facing camera, then how is VR incorporated at all?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
And like Frosted is in it. Like,
well, you're Peter.
So you're just looking at a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is showing your face.
Yeah, and you're doing and you're doing funny camera videos where you're going like, when the barista gets your drink wrong.
Okay, so it's just you like getting thousands of takes of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you post it, and then you just watch the notifications come in, and you retweet every compliment.
When you're trying to pretend a jalapeno pepper is not that spicy.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not.
When you nut and the noid keeps sucking.
When you nut and the noid keeps sucking.
And you're like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. No, it's not that bad.
I'm more of a Pizza Hut guy.
Okay, and Peter's doing all these.
Yeah. Hayes, you not liking this?
I do. I like it. I like it. I like aspects
of it.
You're
not acting like you like
it. You're not acting like you like it.
What other topics did you mention?
We did get a little bit. I wanted to talk about the movie Frosted.
Okay, we did talk about Frosted a little bit. And do we talk about the sequel, Frosted, as well?
Frosted as well. The third installment of it.
Mm-hmm.
Still Frosted.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Frosted.
Jack Frosted, the fourth. The third is still Frosted after all these years, and Jack Frosted, where Jack from, what's the band? The White Stripes?
Oh, Jack White?
Yeah.
Jack White.
Frosted, I think, is one of the most compassionate and like moving portrayals of the relationship between an aunt and a niece that I've ever seen on film. Like, you rarely see like that kind of love story. You know what I mean? That like, oh, like she's like in, like there's this guy or whatever, but no, it's actually the like aunt and niece relationship that ends up being the core.
That was the most powerful thing to me, and to see that on screen after it had been ignored by Hollywood for too many years. Mm-hmm. When I know in my life, obviously I haven't had the good fortune of being an aunt or a niece, but I've had a front row seat to some pretty moving exchanges. Mm-hmm. Between nieces, aunts. And I wondered why it hadn't been something in Hollywood that was considered marketable. What was so taboo about that? And when they finally did it, guess what? Cha-ching, all of the world said, yes, thank you, happy thank you, more please. Of course, the title of the Josh Radnor independent film that we all enjoy.
And then to have your main character, the aunt, of course, develops these powers of being able to eat as much snow as she wants.
Yes, without ever becoming allergic.
And never being full and always wanting to eat more. And while everyone else in town just has a little bit of snow and is like, mm-hmm. okay, that's good for me today, the aunt is like eating
shoveling it in and really pigging out on the snow.
And so then they actually have to banish her.
Uh-huh. Which I cried my eyes out when mm-hmm. the aunt first gets banished, and watching the niece watch her get shipped away in the wagon.
Mm-hmm. The wagon.
The wagon that was her childhood wagon, and they, as an extra twist of the knife, they chose to put her aunt in that wagon and have the mule drag it into the evil room.
The evil room. Carl, you wanted to talk, you mentioned Frosted.
You were looking to talk about Frosted.
Like, what are your favorite, parts?
Okay, my favorite part is when she gets into the evil room, there's another ghoul there.
Yep. Yeah.
And yes. that ghoul is like,
yes.
hey,
yes.
Yeah.
You want some of these, chips? And she's like, I'm not doing carbs right now. And he's like, mm-hmm. well, sister, you better get to it, because evil room sentences are not short.
Mm-hmm. And Big Bruce the ghoul.
Yeah,
this Big Bruce is a breakout character.
And then he introduces himself through song as
mm-hmm.
the name's Big Bruce. I grow tall like a spruce. I'll drink your blood like juice. And then he starts to sing the song. That's the mm-hmm. first part of the song.
He says, pass me the goose.
Pass me the goose. And then she hands him the goose that just showed up next to her. It's like, nah! She passes him the goose.
That's for the adults, I think. The adults are supposed to think like, oh, like goose, like in the club. But then for the kids, it can be a real goose.
Gray goose. Yeah, yeah. It's like one of those when you go to a kid's movie and yeah.
Mm-hmm, but the adults get to have a little fun too. And they're like, okay, maybe later tonight I'll be having some of that.
Pass me the goose. Pass me the goose. I think he says, pass me the goose. Now I'm feeling loose.
Yeah.
And he sort of pretends to drink the goose, even though it is a real goose. No, I love. Yeah. Bruce to me was the biggest breakout character. That was so awesome.
And I do like when she ends up finally eating the chips, too.
Mm-hmm. When she takes the bite of the chip and it gives her the strength because she hasn't had like carbs in so long, and she farts them to freedom, like they bust through the ceiling and out the roof of the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they get out of the evil room, is the chip makes her do an extremely powerful toot, is the name of the song. And it's, yes, she does a magnificent toot such that they are freed and they can eat the snow again, and they actually need to because the town had too much snow.
And so you could do VR as the snow.
If you just let me finish, I'm actually talking about the movie Frosted right now. I like, you know, they make like funny, like the niece is looking for the aunt, of course, and she makes like funny friends as she goes along and stuff. And I like that I was a little confused by, they call it like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
That she's friends with. It's like a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin, yeah.
He's like an old Halloween decoration. And
yeah.
Like he's kind of rotting a little bit. But I think it looked to me more like an orange that had like a jack-o'-lantern face like carved into it.
That's true. There wasn't any of the lines that you associate with a pumpkin, the like vertical lines. It was a perfectly,
and it's perfectly
round
spherical.
Orange. It had a navel and it had sort of dimpling on the skin like an orange.
Yeah.
And there was a sticker that says it's an orange.
Yeah, it says orange on it.
Yeah.
It's way smaller. It looked like someone in production design or something. And I guess, you know, it's like computer animation stuff. These things take a really long time to render, but it looked like what they were. The reference that they were working off of, I think, was wrong in some way.
Mislabeled or something, because then it actually is featured next to a pumpkin for scale at one point, which I thought was so unusual.
Yeah, I guess it was like different departments or so, like one had.
There's such a big team working on these things, and it's such a long process that I think stuff like that, it didn't take me out of it at all. I thought it was kind of cool. And it also, that's just one of her three sort of funny magical friends she makes. So it doesn't really matter that much.
Sure.
Hayes, I just want to say thank you for being open to talking about this.
No, I mean, now that we're talking about it, I think the movie does have a lot of really great lessons to share.
Well, just the fact that her other friend is an energy saving LED light bulb.
Yeah.
Like that to me was like, oh, holy shit, we're finally tackling this. That like these things last a really long time. And yeah, the light quality is not as pleasant.
It's a little bit grayer, a little bit more.
Which they do a couple songs about. Yeah.
More hospitally.
And they acknowledge that.
They do. They do.
The name's LED. Hand me that goose.
Let's get loose.
Did you meet Big Bruce?
It's LED. And they say that like the name of the character, it's like Ellie Doulding.
And which Ellie Doulding.
Light me like you do. Light me like you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought maybe it could have been Love Me Light You Do or something. Because it's like, it's always like was already in there.
I'm not saying like me like you do. I said light me like you do.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, that's what the song is. Like, you know, it's not you. Like, that's the song.
No, it's not you.
That's just like the song, that is in the movie.
Yeah.
And Kevin, is that everything we had to do? We had to do VR. We had to do the two Family Guy episodes. And we had to talk about Frosted.
Yeah, Colin just messaged me that the Earwolf stocks went back up. So I think we're all good.
Okay, that's great.
Maybe the VR ends with the news shot and the news anchor goes, and that was the news.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.